Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
If one big, beautiful bill has left you with one big, confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit bhmcpagroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit bhmcpagroup.com today.
Hey guys, and welcome to Brooke's Babbles, the podcast where strategy meets soul through storytelling. I'm Brooke, a marketing consultant trying to balance business and motherhood while spreading light, love, and laughter. Well, welcome everyone, and thank you for tuning in. This babble, the cracked coffee cup, was inspired by a coffee mug that was given to me by my sister on her wedding day as a thank you for being her maid of honor. And I currently have my coffee sitting here in this mug right next to me as I record this. And I bring this up not only as a personal anecdote, but as a reminder that storytelling doesn't have to be about a big events or crazy things that happen. The world, people, animals, and things around us are a source of inspiration for anything. So let's get into this babble, guys. It's nearly 4 years since my sister got married, and the mug that she gave me now has a crack in it, likely from my own mistake of throwing hand wash only items in the dishwasher out of laziness and self-assurance that it'll be fine. But despite, or even in spite of this crack, I still love this mug and have no intention of throwing it out. So why am I sitting here talking about a cracked coffee mug? I mean, besides the fact that this podcast is called Brooke's Babbles, I mean, I anticipate that my listeners are along for the ride of random ramblings, but there is a point to what I'm talking about with this cracked coffee mug. And I believe that there is purpose in everyone and everything, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant. So, allow me to paint a picture for you. It's Monday morning at 7 a.m., perhaps earlier, perhaps later, depending on your schedule. You exhaustedly wander over to your cabinet, open the doors, and grab a mug out of your cupboard. And which mug did you pick? I bet there's one, maybe two or three mugs that you considered, but I bet you quickly made your selection without giving it a second thought. So you think there wasn't a second thought to it, but allow me to paint another picture for you. It's Monday morning, 7 a.m., perhaps earlier, perhaps later, depending on your schedule, but you exhaustedly wander over to your cabinet, open those same doors, and this time, when you go to grab your mug out of the cupboard, your favorite one is nowhere to be found. How do you feel? It may seem insignificant or perhaps silly, but I imagine if you're anything like me, you'd be upset. And after sifting through all of the places it could possibly be and still not finding it, I imagine that you'd be a bit sad and start to think of all of the little details about that mug. Maybe that you take for granted or don't always think about on a daily basis, but I imagine if you lost it, you'd start to think about where you got it, who gave it to you, how it felt in your hands, and how it was just the perfect mug for your coffee consumption, and how your mornings won't be the same if you never get to drink your morning brew from that exact mug again. Now, I know I'm not the only one with an attachment to coffee mugs. My neighbor and good friend recently told me an anecdote about how his dad, when he was younger, purchased a mug from, he doesn't even know where, but as he got older and started drinking coffee, I imagine he was a teenager at that point, he started to drink coffee out of that mug. And now he is well into his 30s, and he dreads the day that it ever breaks or gets lost because the dimensions of it are just perfect, and it's gotten him through all of the seasons of fatherhood this far. And although that's a small anecdote, it was enough to hold a place in my memory and even talk about it on my podcast. And something I think about a lot is how much we say and do, but we feel like it doesn't matter. And it really does. And my brain is brewing up a babble that will delve deeper into the topic of storytelling and the impact we have, but that's for another time, so stay tuned. But allow me to tie all of this together. We are all like coffee mugs, and I'm not talking in the sense of filling your cup, although that's a topic for another podcast as well. I mean this as an analogy between humans and coffee mugs. If our favorite coffee mug gets cracked, old, or faded, do we just throw it away? No. Perhaps you hold it even closer and treat it more gently. I think if I were to ask you if you'd throw your best friend away because of his or her cracks or flaws, you'd immediately say, of course not. It's part of who they are and I love them anyway. So why then would we be any different? That person you see staring back at you in the mirror has some cracks or is perhaps worn out, but is still valuable, lovable, and has potential for so many good years ahead. So the spark that I want to leave in your heart today is that you, my friend, are worthy of being someone's favorite. Even if you don't think you're someone's favorite or that you're too cracked, we all have the potential to be someone's favorite in whatever capacity that suits you. Whether it's a romantic relationship with someone who is good to you and fulfills your heart, or it's a friendship with someone who is supportive and makes you laugh, a bond between you and your child who thinks the world of you, or even a relationship with yourself that allows you to love yourself, cracks and all. So no matter what form this takes shape, you deserve someone who will look at you and truly see you with all of their light and love radiating through their eyes, despite or even in spite of your cracks and scars. And this goes both ways, just like you are deserving of somebody who loves you and accepts you regardless of your cracks. I also want to remind you that everybody has their own downfalls or shortcomings, and that they are also worthy of love. And I think that the world would be a much better place if we allowed ourselves to truly see people for who they are and love them despite or even in spite of all of their shortcomings and cracks and all. And also, let us remember that we don't have to lose or destroy our mugs or favorite humans or ourselves to remember the value they hold in our hearts. So I challenge you to ask yourself, what if we saw and accepted the cracks in each other and ourselves? And what if we held them gently and with love and appreciation? Love them in spite of it all. Make sure to subscribe for more sparks to light up your life and stay tuned for more. Thanks for joining me today.
Get your shopping done right this holiday season with Big Air Columbus. Right now, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get a free pair of holiday grip socks, plus a 1.5 hour pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your holiday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.
Breaking apartment news. The champion people, you know, the people with the good apartments, bring you River Park of Dublin with this amazing deal.
No rent until 2026. Live in one of the coolest places in the city, right by Bridge Park, and you will not pay rent until next year.
I don't believe it.
I lie a lot, but not about this.
River Park of Dublin. Great location, great amenities, and now a great special. Okay, now go to livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.